Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you feeling low, lower boobs, lower estrogen, lower expectations for life in general, lower amounts of Fs to give? Well, you're not alone, and we've got the lowdown. The ladies of Nursing and Cursing are here to welcome you to our sequel, Aging and Raging, the podcast. I'm Kate.
I'm Molly.
I'm Christine.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Allie.
And together, we are aging and raging.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Aging and Raging.
Hi, everybody.
I just need you guys to share for people who, we only have 9 people who watch us on YouTube. So for the people listening, you need to know what just happened.
And literally nine people.
You guys, YouTube. Can you please follow us on YouTube and like
one of them
like were, it was or my something? Friends.
One of them was Andrew.
Quinny, remember yesterday when you said, I thought you said we only had 2 downloads and I was not fazed by that.
Yeah, I was like, I think I said something like, we've had 2,000 downloads, like, cool. And Allie goes, so we've only had 2? And she was deadly serious and not at all fazed or upset, just matter of fact. Like, Allie, no, not that bad.
Oh my god.
Shout out to Andrew though, who is he's a wonderful friend.
He's a fan.
He's a
true fan and a true friend.
We know because he saw us on YouTube.
With That's family. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Andrew.
I'm going to start getting YouTube ready. I just told Sarah.
Okay.
One of 2 listens.
So tonight, I want to talk about some things that we used to care about and maybe we don't now.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
I don't give a heck anymore about blank.
IDGAF about feeding my kids. Over right. it. They don't eat. I don't care anymore. Isn't that awful? Like, roll I still back. Try. Roll back. I used to make like beautiful organic dinners with all the bits and pieces, mm-hmm. and they used to eat it, and now they don't. And after a year of throwing away every dinner, it's not top of mind, and I know that's terrible.
Not top of mind. I love that phrase there.
Yeah.
Not top of mind.
You're not top of not mind top. To nourish my children.
It gives it such a professional spin.
Right. I mean, Domino's on speed dial, but also I don't know how this happened, but I have an Apple Watch, and I will feel it vibrate sometimes, and I look down, and it's like, Domino's has dinner for you. And I'm like, how did they know?
You're like, yes, sign here. Well, I think I used to like freak out stupidly and embarrassingly about like, oh my God, I fed my kids nuggets and a, you know, whatever. Now I'm like,
remember when they
fired up, baby.
When they were babies, it was like hand cranking everything.
Hand cranking every freaking
meal. Pumpkin and the beets and
smashing the blueberries and cutting the grapes.
I never cut a grape, Sarah. I will say that.
What? Never cut grapes?
That's I never cut a grape. Brave.
Do you guys know that cocky. There are
it's grape not the flex
cutters.
You think it is.
There are actually grape cutters.
Never cut grapes. Fuck them kids.
It's the only flex I got, right?
What's the point of a grape cutter?
So they
it's
don't
one
choke.
Of those little... Sarah, have you seen them? Molly, Molly told us about them, but I've seen them. That you like put the grape in it.
Do you put Would in you multiple? Like little... It only makes sense if you could load it with like 20 grapes and I'm fire not, away.
I don't think so.
Well, then that's so stupid.
One at a time?
Like,
One at a time. The work to put it through the contraption. It's ridiculous.
Look it up.
Faster to learn CPR.
It seems like you would choke easier with a cut grape.
Would you choke easier with a grape that was cut? Somebody
well,
told me you're
so
supposed
much.
To cut them. Somebody told me after I never cut the grapes either, but there was another parent present and I was doing like performative
right.
snack prep
like
and I was
the
cutting
thing.
Them.
Yeah, been there.
Performative cutting.
Yeah. And it was so obvious that I'd never done it before because that parent was like, oh, I think, sorry, I think you're supposed to cut them lengthwise.
Stop.
Yeah. Okay. I was like,
oh my God, it's one of
you
the
were going horizontal, you idiot.
Yeah.
It makes total sense though, because
same.
You want to cut through the wrap, like the.
No.
The
Molly's
yes.
on
no,
Amazon
to
right now.
Longer
and
skinnier.
She found the grape cutter. Like, it's one at a time.
I just want the grapes
that's
to be really
ridiculous.
Easy to mush into my carpet.
Yeah, that's.
One at a time.
That's a lot of work.
Also, grapes in
that's
cereal
too much.
Isn't a thing, so I know that's AI.
Grapes in
oh,
a cereal?
AI.
Sick. Grape nuts,
ew.
My ass. I also do like performative lunch packing now because my kids don't eat their lunch, but I have to do a beautiful looking lunch so I don't get reported to CVS or something.
Right. You're
every
like, I really
day.
hope so. You're like,
I'm
I hope
just.
their 17-year-old counselor clocks this on its way to the garbage. Like, I'm working.
Yeah. I'm like repurposing the carrots they didn't eat in like the whole apple I pack and just like, here
same
it is
carrots
again.
Monday through Friday.
100%.
Yeah.
Performative
also,
packing.
I don't care if you like it or not. Like, I might actually cook something. And if I put it down on the table,
yeah,
and my kid is like, ew, or this is gross, or complaining, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. In fact,
yeah, go eat
I don't
a
say
cheese
anything.
Stick. It's not my problem.
Molly has seen it. I have a real big critic when it comes to
her
the
youngest
food.
Son is, let's see. This tastes rotten. This tastes rotten. This is rotten.
Rotten is so funny. It's so specific.
Rotten. I could hear.
It's not like it's not to my taste, or I don't like
no.
it.
Yeah,
it's like,
this is
you
rotten.
Fucked this up.
That's so mean. Levi will get, do. I give it a 6 out of 10. Yeah, it's meh. He rates everything. This is a
that
two.
Makes me so
Mavis
angry.
Will launch. Mavis will do me
I get
one of
it all
these.
The time.
It rolls
Mavis
off
will
my
launch
shoulders.
in like this.
Oh, I bet she's hard.
Hey, this. I'm just wondering, like, did you make this differently than usual? I'm just wondering, like, did you use anything different this time? No, it's fine. It's just like, it tastes curdled. I'm just wondering if you did something different. I'm like,
Francis is like very skilled because she is a selective eater, or I don't know what the proper term is these days. You're not supposed to say picky eater, but, or maybe just not in front of them.
Right.
Anyway, she doesn't eat very many foods. So, but she did a cooking class last year at school, and now she'll taste things.
That's awesome.
But she won't like them. Like, she's realized now that she can just, as long as she tastes the food.
Tries it.
Yeah, she tries it, then
that's a big
everyone's
deal.
Pretty satisfied. But
I feel like all kids learn that. All kids learn that quick exit from dinner. Like, I'm just going to let mom watch me take one fake-ass bite. Tried it. Not for me. Thank you, though.
Can I just have a cheese stick
like
and
she's
seaweed
smart.
Instead? That's what Matilda does. I tried it. Can I just have a cheese stick and seaweed? And I'm like, cool, sure.
A cheese stick and seaweed.
I don't give a fuck anymore if the clothes, my personal clothes, come from the hamper or my drawers.
Oh, what about underwear? Do you flip? Do you reverse it? Flip it and reverse it?
If I have to.
Don't wear them.
I hardly ever wear underwear either.
Allie.
Don't wear them.
I hardly ever wear underwear because I wear lots of things that have like built-in underwear, like plenty of like athleisure that has like something happening. And otherwise.
You wear skorts?
That's me. I'm in a tennis court every day. How'd you guys know? Or I don't know. Like, if there's a pair right there, sure, I'll throw them on. But if not, I don't care about finding 5 extra minutes for clean
You're
underwear.
You're just pantyless and penniless.
Yeah. Totally.
Penniless. Yeah.
But Allie, if you re-wear a pair of shorts, like, who washes their jean shorts?
I don't want
not
jean
me.
Shorts without underwear.
I don't give a fuck.
She DGAF.
Allie's
got some discharge on her denim.
Hey! For those of you who aren't on YouTube,
then you should log on and follow us because we only have 9 followers.
Allie and I are in the same room today, you guys. Saw
Allie's
dirty denim.
Logged on to her
private
denim
parts.
Dirty denim. Her dirty denim.
Allie and I are together because she's here from Hawaii on her summer trip. So it's we're podcasting on together. Shoulder to shoulder with matching seltzers. Oh my God, I'm burping.
Cheers. You're burping on air.
Red. IDGAF about like getting dressed when I leave the house. Like I'm comfortable being in my sweats or like my workout clothes that are dirty, or like I don't care about putting an outfit together anymore.
I feel sad about what IDGAF about.
Gritty, you look great all the time. Like
I don't understand that, Christine. Yeah, I just need to make sure that we close this loop. You look fucking amazing every day.
You do look amazing.
I don't.
Like I'll spend a whole day. You'll see me. Like we'll go to coffee after we work out, and you're like, I can't go. We just worked out. I don't look good in this outfit, and I'll be like, who cares?
Well, that's the thing. Like, we can have an episode all day long where you guys talk about the things that you don't give a fuck about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry that this phenomenon has not reached me.
Right. No, I know. I'm just saying I do it. You know that I do it. But I appreciate the compliment.
Sarah, I actually said the same thing at dinner. I was like, I don't think this is our topic. I don't think I'm here yet. I don't think I'm there yet. But then Allie reminded me of all the things I don't give a fuck about.
Well, I was like well, what? Well, there are things like I don't give a fuck about my kids' education.
Okay, Allie, that's what I was going to say.
Now we're talking.
Allie, the one that made me sad is...
Okay, I used to care way too much. Spent years on boards, fucking charter school, this and that. And now I'm like, are you happy? Because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I feel like the one that makes me sad is I feel like I used to push reading so hard with my kids.
Oh, IDGAF about
and
reading.
Your youngest like
never
Wolfie,
touched
can't
the
read.
Wolfie like might be one of those kids that can't read till 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I understand that. Like the most important thing is that they're happy, and I guess like when they're younger, it's so hard to see that because I honestly it's. Sometimes it's really hard to tell if your kid's happy or not when they're younger. You know, they're just like having tantrums or at least I have a kid who had a lot of tantrums and meltdowns. So it was like really hard to tell. But now it's just so nice. Like they're happy. Okay, that's it. That's the most important thing.
You mean maybe Sarah, so maybe your don't give a fuck is maybe you're just getting so much better at picking your battles. Maybe you're just letting so much more shit go and you're seeing a difference.
Right. Like that sounds like it is. She's mm-hmm. awesome.
But I do know what you mean, Sarah. Like, yes, that's what I was saying to Allie. Like, somebody's knocking on the door.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm, Tim.
Mm-mm. No,
we're Tim, you had a job right now. You had a job,
you little shit,
dude.
Okay,
they're still at the door.
The kids,
ignore
because you know we have 4 kids in the house because we're both here. Okay, but what I was gonna say, I could say, oh yeah, I don't give a fuck what I look like, but I mean, I do care what I look like and how I present, and I still care, but it's slowly. Slowly declining.
I care, but I feel like I guess what I mean by that is I also oddly feel more confident in my skin, you know, in a way where I'm like I can just wear this stupid outfit all day. I still feel, you know,
maybe
there was a time I would be, but I will tell you what I do give a fuck about, but I've let go. And stopped the battle, a lot of screen time. And I hate it. And
oh,
it
God,
used to be
too.
The biggest family fight and trigger and bring so much unhappiness and misery.
Anxiety,
in
strife.
Fighting. And I so much. And I've really started to release. I mean, there's still limits, but... And I do give a fuck, but I have to stop giving so many fucks because it's not worth it.
That one is so hard.
It is so hard, but geez. Then I think about like they had a whole day at school or camp and they're tired and they want to just unload.
I mean, the
I get
evolving
that too.
Nature of screen time is so hard because
it's so hard.
How you feel about letting your 2-year-old hold your phone for 2 hours is different than how you feel about your 12-year-old on an iPad for 2 hours. It's so hard.
Does Wolfie have iPad time and stuff like that?
Are you being kind to me right now? Oh my God. You're so sweet. Close your heart.
Okay. When did he start hitting the
Wolfie,
pad? Hitting
Wolfie
the sauce?
Aged four. You know what Wolfie had for dinner tonight? I made you guys a video. Family size bag of Doritos, sat down on the couch and said, I want to watch that movie I saw, K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, Kate, we're watching that right now upstairs, right this second.
I was like, wait, what is that? He was like, Mom, his sweetest little voice, Mom, it's this show about these beautiful girls. Uh-huh. Then they come and rip your friggin' head off.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh my god. I was like, okay,
I
sweetie.
I love that we still have a baby on this podcast.
Oh my god,
that sounds great, sweetie. Put it on.
Go for it. Enjoy those Doritos. I love nacho cheesier too.
I just lay next to him scrolling my phone and I was like, ugh. If I read him 5 minutes of a book and brush his teeth after this, will I somehow?
Yes.
Your win.
Yeah, I'm like, does it all come out in the wash?
I don't know.
Teeth is one where I've really slipped with my kids. Oh my god. Talk about not give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about your teeth.
I don't give a fuck about your teeth. Just brush at night. Morning is fake news. Whatever. Just roll.
I never ever brush Wolfie's teeth in the morning. Who's got time to go back upstairs?
Nobody. Ain't nobody got time to brush a tooth.
And the big kids will shame me. They'll be like, Mom, his breath fucking stinks. Did you brush his teeth? I'm like, yeah, I did. Wolfie will be like, no, you didn't. I'm like,
ugh. Teeth tells on you.
I'm like, mm-hmm. You guys are annoying. I'm like, you brush his teeth. You want to go back upstairs? Find the toothpaste that's not spicy. Wrestle him on the ground for 4 minutes? No.
Not spicy. I love
it's like, those
babies.
Teeth are going to fall out anyway.
Yeah. Right.
And I obsessively brushed one of my kids' teeth. And guess what? They got cavities anyway, so fuck it.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm like,
fuck about your oral hygiene.
Fortune on cavities,
huh? We had a whole episode.
Is that a
too.
Rap song?
What?
I don't give a fuck.
About
all
teeth?
I really say is that they don't really care about us.
Teeth?
No, that's not where she was going with that.
Fuck that song.
Oh yeah, he's canceled, right?
You know what else I don't give a fuck about in the personal appearance section?
Uh-huh.
I no longer do anything to my eyebrows, do anything to my mustache.
Oh, I'm not there yet with that.
All I do is my bangs. I stopped coloring my hair. I mean, this actually sounds sad. When I'm saying these things out loud, it sounds like a cry for help. I'm like, I don't brush my kids' teeth. I don't wax my mustache. We eat Doritos for dinner. We don't read books anymore.
Like,
are you hearing yourself?
Yes.
Like, okay. Yeah, don't have for
worse mom.
But yeah, anything on my face, I mean, some like the eyebrow thing, honestly, either it's true or I just tricked myself. My eyebrows basically stopped growing where I wax them for years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's
I feel like that's true. They look good.
Well, they're fine, but also like whatever. I'm also super cognizant of how much the girls see me do to myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, this is a whole other conversation. My 11-year-old did say when I was like, I want to embrace how I naturally look, and I'm not going to color my hair anymore, and I want to look like the real me, and I'm excited to look like my authentic self. My 11-year-old was like, right, but there comes a point.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Fucking roasted, girl.
There comes a point.
There comes a point.
There comes a point.
I love the way she's just so passive aggressive and mean.
There comes a point.
You got to. Yeah, that's a great point, because I got my daughter in the mirror tonight. Allie can attest, because we went to ice cream, put on upper and lower black eyeliner.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Like
that's
a lower, cat, though. Like a cat. And I said, Matilda, we got to draw a line. You cannot do lower eyeliner as well. Like, it's going to melt off like a
cop. It's very editorial. I kind of like it.
She said it was. She said, I like it. I feel good in it. And I said, okay, cool. And then I just hid the eyeliner so she could no longer find it. But she's really good at it.
And she looks, true. I know this sounds fucked up because it's so JonBenet, but she looks great in makeup.
Oh my God.
She does her little perfect
Nobody
face.
Wears a full face like
Nobody.
Maddie.
I know. We were going to get ice cream with Allie and her kids and Molly's kids. And I'm like, okay, let's hop in the golf cart. She's like, wait, I got to brush my hair and put on makeup. And I'm like, no, we're just running down the street. And it was tears. I want to do my hair and makeup.
Right.
It's you know what? I mean, there's a 14-year-old boy
like, she looks
in that
the most
golf
like
cart.
Herself.
What's that?
There's it's a 14-year-old boy in that golf cart.
She's
she
only
needed
eight.
To.
Well, yeah. But and then in no, the ride over, Levi goes, Matilda, we're just getting ice cream. Like, why do you feel like you have to put on makeup and get ready? And she said, it just makes me feel good.
Listen, right. She yeah. wants my to mother feel was like on her deathbed. I know this sounds dark, but I'm making a point.
Yeah.
She, before, like, she, you know, people were taking her out to dinner, just like say goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
And before, every time she went out, she flossed her teeth.
Oh.
She brushed her teeth.
Wow.
And she wasn't much of a makeup girly, but she brushed her hair. She wanted to look good.
She wore lipstick, right, Sarah? My vision of Dorothy always has a lip on. Am I wrong?
Really?
My mom won't be caught dead without a gloss.
I'm also feeling so shamed by Sarah because I just said I cannot find the non-spicy toothpaste for my 4-year-old. And Sarah said, my mom on her deathbed still brushed her teeth. Like,
my point was that she just like never stopped caring.
Yeah.
Right.
She like wanted to present her best self always.
Right. My nonny, my mom's mom would never leave her house without my lip. Get my lips. Chris, get my red lips. I can't leave without my lips on. Like she did nothing but always had a red lip on.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I love
and that. Not how her dare lipstick. You leave the house without the red lipstick.
And it was like fire red.
Amazing. Fire red with her jet black hair.
Oh, yeah. That's
and so she great. Wouldn't be caught dead with a nude lip. The horror. Well, that's where, and that's what Matilda's going on to. I won't be caught dead without my black gothic eyeliner at the age of 8.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we not care about?
I can't list anymore because somebody's going to like check up on me later. And feel bad for me.
I don't care about my dirty car.
Oh, well, I never did.
Never did.
Chrissy no. never did. I never did.
Never did.
No.
My car has always been knee-deep plastic.
My car is...
With dents.
So you'll be sifting the shit to sit in my car.
But I guess I care because I hold so much stress over my dirty car.
I feel like you carry self-worth about your dirty car, Molly.
You do. So, you are so attached.
You take it so personally, and it's like you're a busy working.
By the way, I mom. Hit your. You might have a scratch on your.
What?
You hit.
You crashed my van?
Yeah.
On I what?
Mean, leaving. Look at.
I love that you're not even looking at Molly telling her. You're looking at us.
I can, yeah.
Leaving Critty's neighborhood, the gate got the mirror.
Did the kids tell you I had the same accident?
No. They were just like, Mom! It was like, oh my bam! God. And I was like, oh,
wait, bam?
Yeah, it's like a little bit of on the outside of the mirror on the right.
Like a here. Knife. Someone knifed your car.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I hit the same place. Okay. Levi and Maddie were, at least Levi was in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. And you scratched it. Oh, I remember that.
On
the,
you I was
were going in on the tail end of somebody.
I was like going slow so they could come in behind me. Thinking about others.
That's what you get.
I don't you gotta stop giving about a others. Fuck about that.
Okay. Are you ladies ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Oh. Wait.
Oh.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. It's that sorry, time. Guys.
We'll get our audio right. Nailing it. Got a Costco card.
Yes, girl. Oh,
welcome.
You got to take me. I've never been. Well, I've been with Allie in Hawaii, and we've talked about that, but I've never been here.
We get a Costco card twice a year and never use it. It's a huge fight in our household.
Twice a
year. Like, I get it every year. I'm like, this is the year we're saving money. Renewing my Costco membership. But if I lived in Florida, I would go all the time. It's very different here.
I got it for Tim's Father's
Day. You still
have to
have space, though. Like, why shop at Costco? I bought a thing of paper towels from Costco. Like, I went with somebody who had a card for my wedding. And we got the paper towels there. I'll be using these paper towels for... Did I already tell this story?
No.
It's such a good one. I can't believe you haven't told it before.
Fuck you. I'm going to be using these paper towels for the rest of my life. There's so many. It's taking up so much space in my laundry room. Like, space I need.
I can't wait to do that.
So that's my nail. I will take some off your hands, Sarah.
I know. Okay. I know people who are really, the people I really admire here. Like, I asked, our friends would come over for dinner and they were like, can I bring anything? I said, actually, I'm out of paper towels. Can you grab some? Oh, and this person showed up with a roll of paper towels, but they told me that they had never bought a single roll of paper towels from the bodega before. They only bought them at Costco because otherwise it was a waste of money.
Well, then why didn't they have any in their cabinet to bring you?
They were on the route, but you're right. But that's so... If I could be that disciplined, the savings would be insane.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm not good at thinking ahead. I go to the grocery store like every day.
I'm not good at thinking. I'm not good at thinking on my feet. I'm just.
Cody, your house is perfect for Costco. I can already see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my fridge is notoriously empty.
The problem with Costco is that A, you have to have space. Sarah's right. B, in my experience, the minute I buy something in bulk is the day my kids decide they will never eat it ever again.
Yeah.
This is how I ended up with 7,000 packets of seaweed. This is how I've ended up with...
Oh, they're done with seaweed?
They've come back around.
They cycle out of everything.
They cycle out of everything.
Bitchin' sauce, you can get it at Costco, Kate.
What's that?
Bitchin' sauce. You can get a huge one.
Yes, that's worth my trip. But the parking here, I'm not. If you live in New York City and you know about the Costco pain, leave us a comment because it's.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Don't get her started.
You can't park. Don't get me.
Don't get her started. She's getting riled up over here.
Okay. Quick fail, though, guys. My fails. Oh, I got a handyman. That was another nail.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You were going to say a hand job for some reason. The look on your face.
No.
From the handyman.
But he's been doing some stuff.
You got a handy?
No. So, but like he's young. He's like 27, 28 or something. So it's not like
I saw him. He wasn't.
Mm-mm. No, he's just young and I'm old. It's not like that. But he does a great job. And he,
the fact that you have to say it's not like that.
Where did Gritty go?
I'm so fucking Gritty,
stop.
I like that. Okay.
So, I lost my train of
thought. You're getting all guilty.
Oh, okay. He was cutting down the bushes and I needed him to do an entire side of the house, like full on clear the bushes, everything.
So you could get a chicken coop?
He cleared your bush.
No, but The other side, Sarah. Okay. And I went to pick up the kids from camp, Augie and his friend, who are going into sixth grade. And when we got, we pulled into the driveway and I saw he had cleared that shit so fast and he had physically taken the brush down to the street.
That's so sexy.
Like it, and it happened so fast. I was like, wow, I've been like holding this chore in my mental space for so long. And then I see this guy do it in like 30 minutes. I was like, what? And I just got so excited. And all I could think is he's a fucking badass, right? This guy's a badass. So I get out of the car. My kids are like getting their backpacks and my friends, my son's friend is over. I'm going to change the name of the handyman and let's just pretend his name is Brian. I get out of the car and I go, Brian, you are a freaking baddie, which I thought.
Go ahead.
I thought that means badass.
Yeah, anybody? It is. It does.
No. Yeah.
Well, there's other meanings you're like attracted to the person. Mm-hmm. You're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, you want to like.
It means you're hot and sexy. You're a baddie.
I didn't know. And my son and his friend
died.
They were like, ah! And the 28-year-old like smiles like, oh, awkward. And I'm going, what? You guys, what? And they're like running into the house like they're on fire. Like, they're like, why? He's like,
I got to get hold of my dad.
Yeah.
Really weird is going on. Yeah.
Got the language wrong.
Oh my God. No.
The worst is that he was young and he knew the meaning.
Yeah, that's
he knew the meaning and he was like, oh man, this cougar wanted to fuck.
Uh-huh. I held on to
after
it
after I cleared like, her bush.
You guys are freaking wrong. You're overthinking this. Let me show you. And I go to Google and sure enough,
I was wrong. You.
I was very wrong.
Let me show you guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ChatGPT, what does baddie mean?
Yeah. Right. Totally.
Okay. All right. I thought it meant badass. 100%.
Well, yeah, girl, you're in your 40s.
Yeah, it does to you.
It does to us.
It's so interesting.
I'm going to go on ChatGPT right now.
I was just going to do it. Okay, good. What does our pal say it means? You a baddie. Is that a song?
ChatGPT is wrong all the time.
Not about lingo. You a baddie.
Do you guys know I asked ChatGPT to create a drawing of the porch that I want to add to the side of my house?
Oh, there's a drawing. Fun. Suck.
Oh, cool. Show us.
And then, well, it created the drawing. And then I was like, this, it's wrong because you mixed up the 10 side with the 20 side. Can you fix it? And then every correction I gave it, it just got more and more fucked up.
Yeah, you have. Sometimes you have to start from scratch.
I've never.
The
used
more
ChatGPT.
You feed it, sometimes the more fucked up it gets. You got to start all over.
Every week, you're always like amazed. Never
I
used
know,
it.
I really
don't
want
know
to.
What the fuck you're talking
it's
about.
Just, to me, it's like it's the exact same as like when everybody updates their phone, but I don't have it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, ChatGPT says, think of someone who blends fashion, confidence, and Instagram-ready energy. The term is generally positive. Tone and context can shift its meaning.
Right. I mean,
if you're a horny middle-aged woman chasing your
but if you're a sixth grader and you've ever watched YouTube, a baddie is like a hottie person.
Like Sabrina Carpenter is a baddie.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So ChatGPT, I got the same pretty. They thought it was what I thought. So,
But when I said, what is baddie in common lingo 2025?
Or according to our boys.
According to Gen Z or whatever their gen is.
Oh my God. No, look at much, oh my God. Why didn't I fix the lighting an hour ago?
Oh, that looks great.
It looks way you better than how I had it before, like where it was just like making my 11s look like the canyon. This is so much better. Damn it. Next
your
week.
11s. Your 11s. Softer, okay, much softer.
The nine okay, people well, who my watching.
Fail or my commentary, maybe it's a nail, is that I was out by the pool, just in my one piece bathing suit, walking around in nothing else but my suit. Molly's yeah. pool guys came to do the pool.
Was he, did he call you a baddie?
No.
Damn
didn't
it.
No. Didn't think nothing. Look okay. down, never noticed me. I hate God. And then I was like, oh, hi guys.
Like you were hi, invisible.
I'm just gonna go inside. Completely invisible.
Right. That can't, like, that can't be true. It can't be. No, like, cannot.
Will they be embarrassed? Will I
yes,
be
ma'am.
Embarrassed?
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, y'all are gonna need an hour and a half after I put the cams in. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
stop.
Ma'am.
Stop.
I was like,
oh,
all right, bye.
Yeah, but you also have to realize that my pool guy is
a baddie.
He a baddie.
Right. Mm-hmm. That, but you that's
all these hot helpers.
Allie thought maybe Allie thought he's gonna get a
little
of this.
I didn't notice that. I was just like, oh, like I better get out of the pool. No.
Right.
Nothing
visible.
I didn't
see you there. You, ma'am. Didn't see you there.
How did that make you feel, Allie? Were you bummed or you're like, actually I don't give a fuck?
Yeah, I didn't really give a fuck.
I think
like,
kind
this
of feels
is freeing.
Good, actually.
This is freeing.
Mm-hmm. When I see J-Lo still working so hard on her Insta, I feel bad for her. I'm like, this poor woman is 60 years old.
Oh,
when did she
Demi
get
Moore too?
When do you? Yeah. When are you allowed to stop being hot? Just when? It's
but
so.
Is she really 60?
Demi?
No,
J-Lo. J-Lo is a late 50s, let's ask. Probably. Let's ask Chad.
Let's
but about
ask
55.
J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez is 55 years old.
Yeah,
there you go.
55.
Right. I think Jennifer Lopez is hot ass shit.
Yes, of course she is. That's my
problem. Do you know who else is hot? Chrissy, Jessica Biel.
She's so hot.
Oh, always
hot. You guys watching her show, The Better Sister?
Never oh my
moly,
God.
Moly.
Is she Justin Timberlake's wife? Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
She's
yes.
on
she's
seventh heaven.
Daddy.
Remember that show?
Her shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
She's so strong.
She's buff.
She's buff and
oh
hot.
Oh my God.
She's
I'm
beautiful.
Watching it and I'm like, am I a lesbian? I can't stop looking at her arms.
Right.
I could be a lesbian for her. She's fucking hot.
Okay. Who's next?
I'm going to go with my fail. I don't know that I have any nails or nothing noteworthy, but, and I already told Molly and Allie this, but I took Matilda and Levi, surprised them at Sabrina Carpenter. In
amazing.
London a few days ago.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. So and it was a huge surprise. She didn't know. We're walking through Hyde Park. Mom, everybody loves Sabrina Carpenter in London. Everybody's wearing a shirt. Oh my God. Everybody's, Mom, look there, look there. And Levi's like, oh God, we're at a Sabrina Carpenter concert, aren't we?
Oh my God, that's
and
funny.
I was like, we are. And then, you know, Matilda freaked out. But then, so then there's just a, it was so inappropriate. My bad. Just my bad. Everywhere you go, there are little 8 to 8 year olds and up wearing football jerseys that say Sabrina on the front and 69 on the back. And there's all these little girls wearing jerseys that say 69.
Oh
and Levi's
my
like,
God.
Mom, bro, that little girl's wearing a 69 shirt. He's like, bro, that's sex. That's sex.
Oh, God.
And I was like, okay, pipe down. Okay, pipe down. And he's like, you can get one, but like, oh my God, bruh. So there was that, the whole 69 conversation. Okay, tone it down, Matilda. What's 69? Oh my God. No, and just little girls everywhere wearing it.
Weird.
And then, so weird. I did buy one, which I know is a really
weird. She's like, weird. Yeah. So weird. I
and
actually
I bought
did.
It. For
I
the record,
one.
I did not wear it, but I was like, I need to get this. It's so cute to sleep in. But we go to watch the concert and the song Bed Chem comes on.
Uh-huh.
And it's a POV of Sabrina laying in a heart-shaped bed. She's wearing next to nothing. She's so fucking sexy in like stilettos. And then two men are over her and they start French kissing and she is just gyrating the bed. And then okay. suddenly in the middle wow. of the song, they break into Ride It, My Pony. And it just oh, gets yeah. so raunchy. And I'm just so uncomfortable, like looking down at Matilda, her jaw is dropped. Her eyes are just bulging out of her head. And at the end, she was like, I really liked
that. That was amazing.
I really liked that. That was my favorite. Mm-hmm. And
oh my God.
I just feel like I exposed her to a little bit too much.
She had a sexual awakening.
She had a little bit of an awakening, and now we're doing lower eyeliner. So I don't know if that's connected.
Oh, God.
It was a lot for an 8-year-old.
I'm psyched for that's a great nail, though. And I'm psyched for her, and I'm psyched for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a nail and a fail.
For sure.
My nail is Wawa graduated from high school.
Oh my gosh, we love Wawa.
Yeah.
Our first graduate.
He did. Mm-hmm. He graduated. Hey. And actually the whole, I'm not going to get upset about it. There's plenty of time to cry. But the nail was that the whole day was one of those days where you've been doing, you know, those days like a wedding, like a big birthday party where you've been doing the prep for weeks behind the scenes. Weeks. And you're just praying that day of everything stays according to this plan you have in your head. And you guys know, like, there's a million moving pieces. We had a lot of family in town for graduation, which we're really lucky to have. We had to get a sitter for Wolfie. We went out to dinner somewhere fancy that had to seat all of us. Everybody had to have an outfit. Everybody was meeting there at different times. People had to all get their own tickets, blah, 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 blah.
Logistical craziness.
The logisticals were insane. And I got into bed that night on the highest high of my life.
Oh,
like JJ and I literally high-fived. Like,
oh,
that's amazing. Day,
it went every single thing went perfectly. And most importantly, Wawa had the day that I know he wanted. Just enough family to feel loved, lots of freedom to do his own thing. It was just a perfect day. It was perfect.
That's amazing, Kate. That's
so much as a mom goes into a day that they'll never know.
Yeah, they'll never know what you did.
Oh my God. And it was funny because it was funny. Jeremy actually at dinner, I know I told you guys that Wawa at our dinner was so sweet and stood up and said, I want to say thank you to mommy.
I can't. Mm. Did he say mommy? Mm-hmm.
He said mommy.
Okay.
I want to say thank you to mommy.
I can't
but
take
actually,
that.
JJ, who.
That's so sweet, Kate.
Is so used to the way things operate in our household.
Right. Everything's just there and exists perfectly without a.
Well, everybody's doing their role. Nobody's patting anybody on the back around here.
Right.
He actually said, like, I got to thank my wife for making it happen and getting us here.
That feels good.
And I was like, okay, wish the cameras had been rolling. Thanks, honey.
And look, you're like, this is like the win on your podcast. All we need is a little thank you sometimes.
I worked really hard, Kate,
and now this is, we're on the podcast.
Days later.
But it's true though, you guys.
You were seen, and that's everybody wants to be fucking seen.
Everybody wants to be seen.
Yeah, that's what this whole podcast is about, like, I see you.
I see you. He said thank you guys
every day.
And my fail, as I shared with you guys, is that it's like day two of summer. Wolfie is home with me all summer because we're not doing camp for him because we're putting all our pennies in the college pile. I had a fantasy that we would just be like, I don't know, day tripping, hitting the beach, adventuring, chilling with friends. Yeah. And I have two torn tendons in my right foot. And I'm going to spend all summer in a boot. And I received that information on a video call with my doctor, which Wolfie was present for. And literally, I'm trying to put a Lego minifigure in my ear the entire time for the entire call. And I said at
while
one
you're
point,
getting the worst news.
And this, it's so funny. I could tell she didn't have kids because she didn't say like, hi, sweetie, your mom's going to be okay. Nothing. She looked like. When we got on the call, she was like, okay. She was like, can you hear me? Okay. Like
annoyed. She was annoyed. Yeah.
Annoyed. She went through the whole thing about the boot, blah, blah, blah. It's a pain in the ass. And I was like, okay, what about like driving, showering, all that? Because she was like, you have to be in it 24 hours. I was like, what about driving? She was like, oh, yeah. I would just go ahead and say, like, don't drive. Just take public transportation.
Stop. No.
I was like, sorry,
not
what?
Also live in New York? I don't understand.
I was like, oh. I was like, okay, I mean, I'm a stay-at-home mom with four kids. It's the summer. I don't know if that's gonna work.
No.
You can't apply a little pressure with the boot?
Did you say boot 24 hours? Because I just pictured you in bed with Jeremy with the boot on.
Yeah, you got to shower
Molly,
with a trash bag over it.
The first question he asked me, he was like, do you have to wear it in bed? Like, I was like, well, I'm going to be okay. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And it's yes, not you can like sign it.
Thanks
Sabrina
for
Carpenter's
your concern.
Little stiletto boots, that's for sure.
No, it's like a giant boot with an industrial size Teva on top
in the bed.
I got down a really depressing rabbit hole on Reddit of pictures of people's toes just hanging up the front of the boot.
Like, oh, yeah. God. You need to get some cute summer socks.
Whatever.
You'll have the Teva. It'll be okay. Just get
it's
a petty.
It's going to be fine. It could be worse. I'm going to be fine. But yeah, maybe I'll wear that in bed and nothing else.
Yeah. That's right. The plan.
That'll satisfy some kink.
All right. No, but we have to.
Failing is. Time for my OnlyFans. Okay.
Silver linings.
Really good idea, actually.
Make some lemonade out of
really good lemons. Idea. Not for Allie. The pool guy doesn't care.
No, right.
Fuck that.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, the real thing is
nobody gives
else
a fuck
gives a fuck about
anymore.
Me.
Right? Nobody we're like fucking cares. Care how I look.
They don't care about my boot. They don't care about my suit. They don't care about.
But you know
any
what?
Of it.
They never did.
They never did. They never fucking did.
But I'm really dying laughing because we think we're having this epiphany.
Right.
I don't care how I look. It's like, right. Don't care.
All right, girls. Well, always a pleasure. So, what do we want to say to our listeners?
We want to say, like us, follow us. Watch our YouTubes, please, and tell a friend, and
leave a review,
and shout us out a question.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.